Welcome to Face to Face. Face to Face is an in-depth look at the life and career of a popular sports figure from a Christian perspective. Now, here's your host of Face to Face, Tom Rust.
All right, thank you very much, and welcome to Face to Face. We're glad to have you with us today. It's where we are today. It's a beautiful fall day, but we know that the seasons are changing. The leaves are beautiful, and it's a changing time for sports seasons also. Of course, we've got the World Series, which is a very interesting World Series this year, and we've got the NFL pretty much getting down towards the middle of their season, and then we've got basketball. Basketball won't be long for high school basketball starting, college basketball, the NBA, and we have with us today a couple that has been very much involved in the basketball scene. Their names are Steve and Lori Zeller, and they've got a very unique family. Steve and Lori Zeller have raised three boys, all of them over 7 feet tall, all of them valedictorians of their high school, all of them Mr. Basketballs in Indiana, and all three have played college ball and have played in the NBA. Now, there's Luke Zeller. Luke played for Notre Dame, and then for a short time he played in the NBA, played with the Phoenix Suns, and I think he played in China, played a number of other places around. And then there's Tyler Zeller. Tyler has played for the University of North Carolina, and then Tyler also played in the NBA. In fact, he's still playing in the NBA, and he currently plays with the Boston Celtics. And then there's Cody Zeller, and Cody kind of was a big part of bringing the Indiana University basketball program back into prominence. And Cody plays now for the Charlotte Hornets. So you've got Luke, Tyler, Cody. What was it like to raise three kids, all seven-footers, all who have had outstanding success? And in fact, Steve and Lori have written a book, and the book is called Raising Boys the Zeller Way. Well, we went down to Washington, Indiana, down there in Amish country, had a chance to sit down with Steve and Lori and had a chance to talk to them about what it was like to raise boys the Zeller way, and we thought you'd like to hear the interview. So we'll take a break, and when we come back, we will let you hear the interview that we had with Steve and Lori Zeller. We'll take a break and be back. You're listening to Face to Face. All right, thank you very much, and welcome to Face to Face. We're glad to have you with us today, and today it's a real honor to have with us the parents of three outstanding basketball players known across the United States and around Indiana particularly. Steve and Lori Zeller are here. They have written a book called Raising Boys the Zeller Way. And guys, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Steve, thank you first of all for inviting me into your home, and hope that we have a good time here. Let me ask you, and you and Lori can either one tell us, when did you decide that you wanted to write a book?
We had actually had several people come to us and ask us if we would be interested in writing a book. It really wasn't something that ever entered our mind, but as we raised our boys and as they grew into the men that they are today, it made more and more sense for us to do something like that. We're the first to admit that we're not perfect parents, but we have gained a little wisdom as we have gone along, and our goal is if we can pass some of those lessons on to other parents, that maybe it can help them.
Well, of course, your home is in Washington, Indiana, and in Washington, Indiana, you've raised three sons. Luke is the oldest. He's now the head of a basketball camp called Distinction. Graduated in 2005, played for the University of Notre Dame, played for the Phoenix Suns. Then Tyler came along, Mr. Basketball in 2008, played for North Carolina, played for the Cleveland Cavaliers, now plays for the Boston Celtics. And then Cody, Mr. Basketball in 2011, and he plays for the Charlotte Hornets. So just to recap here, three sons, three valedictorians, three Mr. Basketballs, three Division I basketball players, three sons in the NBA. Most people would say that's a perfect family. Did you ever realize that all of that would happen with all three of your sons? Could you ever have imagined that?
No, we couldn't have. It's been a great ride. We really, when growing up, we tried to just live a normal life, as normal as you can be when the boys, the good Lord gave us kids that were, you know, 6'7", 6'8", in eighth grade was how big Luke was. And so they stood out in everything they did. When they walked into a room, of course, we learned that most doors are 6'8", so all three of them have to duck to go through that door because they are so close to 7 foot. So, and as far as the education end of it, I am going to throw out a little bit of a correction there. They weren't all three valedictorians. It's kind of an interesting thing. Luke was valedictorian. Tyler wanted to be third in his class because he didn't want to give a speech.
Oh, okay. And
Tyler ended up being third.
Okay.
And he made that prediction in eighth grade.
Yeah.
And then the other one was Cody. He didn't want to do a speech either, but he ended up stumbling and got second place, so he had to do a speech.
So you've had three in the top three. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Nope, no problem. It was just kind of interesting. I thought that's an interesting story because they worked. And then Tyler ended up being the academic All-American for the whole country his senior year at North Carolina, and that's, you know, something that Lori and I are very, very proud of. And it's just the academics were something that we always threw out first. And when Tyler gave his speech, when he got that award, he said that his parents were, you know, it means a lot to him, but it meant a lot more to his parents because they always taught all three boys.
Mm-hmm.
And it made us feel very good that he knew academics, and all three boys know that academics is important.
We talk about Indiana being Hoosier basketball state, and basketball is such an obsession here, but the three of your boys were born in three different states, and you guys are from Iowa. Let's see, one of your sons, Luke, was born in California, is that right?
Luke was born in Iowa, and
okay.
Then we moved to California, and Tyler was born in California. And then we moved to Minnesota, and Cody was born in Minnesota. And then we moved to Indiana, and Lori said, just get a dog. And we've been here 22 years.
22 years. And you played some basketball, too. In fact, Lori played some basketball. You were a pretty good basketball player in Iowa, as I recall.
Yeah, I went to Coe College in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and I played softball and basketball in college.
She's going to be humble, Tom, but she was just inducted into the Coe College Hall of Fame.
Okay, yeah.
In August, so it was. She was very good.
I knew you were pretty good. Now, was the idea for a book initially about parenting or just about the incredible journey of your family?
I think parenting has always been really our focus. As we work with Distinction and work with our basketball camps and our basketball training, one of the things that we really try to reinforce is the character curriculum that's instilled in the basketball camps and the training. And that character curriculum, you know, working with the youth who are going to be our future leaders, is really something that we wanted to convey to parents and try to get that through in a parenting book.
You know, a lot of times people would say, look, these three kids, you had three perfect kids. I wish I could have three perfect kids. But I would imagine, and I haven't read the book, of course, because it just came out, but I would imagine that this has been a pretty incredible journey, and there's probably been a lot of setbacks in this parenting.
There has been. We, you know, a lot of people look at our family and think that, you know, we've always had it easy and that maybe, as you say, you know, the perfect kids. But we have a chapter in our book, chapter 6, called Wrecks and Recklessness. And it talks about how each of our boys, all three of them, went through a period of how we compare it to being in boiling water, how they had adversity. And they all three had to get through that and persevere. And so they had their challenges along the way. It has been a roller coaster sometimes, as you have with any kids that are growing up.
And I know it wasn't just a growing experience for your kids, but it was a growing experience for you. And in fact, Steve, I read the excerpt of the chapter about the Fort Wayne trip that really was seemingly a change of heart for you as a parent. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about that story that's in the book?
Yeah, we were, there was the AAU, Luke was in sixth or seventh grade, I guess, and of course, like I said earlier, he was very tall, so everybody was after him, but we ended up going up to Fort Wayne. From Washington to Fort Wayne is a 4-hour trip, so those that don't know about the AAU circuit, you end up on a Friday night. I get off work. We head up to Fort Wayne. We play a game, stay overnight at Fort Wayne. Saturday, we end up playing three games, get into pool play. We play another game or stay overnight Saturday night. Then we play two games on only two games in the tournament, and we lose on Sunday. So we're headed home early. And I'm doing the dad thing. I'm telling him everything that he's done wrong, and I feel like I'm really helping him out. And we end up pulling into the McDonald's at Spencer, which is a three-hour trip from Fort Wayne to the McDonald's in Spencer. And I park the car, and I look over, and there's that big kid looking down at his feet, and he says, "Was there anything I did right this weekend?" And it was a moment that I made up my mind at that point. What I was going to do is give them one positive thing after the game and then wait for them to ask. And they always waited to ask before they always ask. So I was able to be able to tell them later on.
You had three kids with three different personalities, and I've heard this not just from you, but Luke's been on the show, and we've talked about this, that it's not just a formula that you've put into place here, but you've had to deal with three different personalities, and all three of them have been highly successful. With Tyler, Luke, and Cody, tell us, personality-wise, what the differences are.
A good comparison to use with our boys is if all three boys walked into a room and maybe there's 100 people there, Luke, our oldest, would shake the hand of everybody in the room. He would meet them and he would learn something about them. Luke likes to talk and learn about people. And so he's very social and he would meet everybody, learn a little bit about each person in the room. If Tyler came into that same room of 100 people, he would shake their hand and meet them, but then he would be content to spend the rest of the time visiting with two or three people. He's more private. He would spend the rest of the evening, you know, off to the side with a few people. If Cody walked in that same room of 100 people, he would meet them, and before the evening was done, he would play a practical joke on each one of them.
Cody's the prankster.
He is.
No doubt.
He is.
Our guest is Steve and Lori Zeller, who's written the book Raising Boys the Zeller Way. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll find out a little bit more in depth about what this family's all about. We will be back right after this. You're listening to Face to Face. Welcome back to Face to Face. Our guest is Steve and Lori Zeller. We're in their home in Washington, Indiana, and basketball hotbed down here. Right now they have a ministry called Distinction. Luke and Steve are, I guess, in the head of that. I'm not sure what Steve's title is on that. This has been Luke's dream. And as I read your book, I found out that each of these boys are not, they're great basketball players. And we have to say that when you got three kids that have played in the NBA. But they all had different dreams. I know we talk about Luke, for instance. This Distinction camp is really probably means more to him than the fact that he got to play for the Phoenix Suns.
Yep. The Distinction's definitely Luke's. It's Luke's whole idea, and he started it way back when those AAU trips, when we were traveling back and forth after I learned that I needed to stop talking so much about what he could do to improve. I learned that he had a dream, and that was the dream, and we would talk for hours about how the Distinction camp would go. And at that point we came up with all kinds of different names and different things, and you know, the good Lord's kind of guided us to Distinction, and so it's been Luke's all the way through. So.
And I know you, was it Tyler or Cody that was kind of one of the helicar, Tyler, I think.
It was Tyler. And Tyler would, he's a deep thinker, and he wanted to invent a car that would not only drive, but you could fly it to be able to save time. And since that excerpt went out, we actually got a letter or an email from somebody in Iowa, and they have invented the helicar. Yeah.
So Tyler's dream's coming true, too. I know spirituality, of course, has been a big part of your life. And tell us a little bit about how Christ has worked in your life. When did Christ come into your life?
For me, I was my family. I'm from a family of 12. I'm the youngest of 12, and we had faith in our family all the way through. We were raised Catholics, and our mom and dad were dedicated Catholics, and they just Religion was always part of our life. We would, you know, the praying before meals, the praying before we went to bed, all of that happened, and it just was automatic for us.
And I was the same way. I was raised in a much smaller family than 12 kids, but my parents were Lutheran, and we were raised in the Lutheran faith, where we went to church every Sunday. There was no discussion about that. And Steve and I both became Lutheran before we had kids, because we didn't want them to have to decide, you know, which church are you going to go to. But really, you know, raising our boys, we also, you know, we went to church on Sunday and stuff, but where faith really became active in our boys' life is, you know, Luke became very involved in youth groups. He used to go to our Lutheran church, and then he would go to another church on Sunday morning with his friends, and he started a Bible study, and it was really inspiring for Steve and I to see Luke put his faith into action. And he was a great big brother to his younger two brothers, who saw that as an example.
I would say that when you play a lot of AAU, you play a lot on Sunday morning, and church is hard to get to. And of course, your three kids for many years, I would imagine you've probably been to more AAU games than anybody wants to count. But how do you continue on with that faith with your kids, knowing that the Sunday morning ritual, if you will, that everybody else has is a little different?
One of the great things is the good Lord was definitely helping us out on that too. Luke took it upon himself that when we would go on Sundays, he knew he was, being the oldest, he knew he was the reason for why we were missing church. So he took it upon himself. He would put together sermons, Bible studies, and we would get up on Sunday morning and we would go through the Bible study that he had laid out. And for him to be able to do that, help Lori and I grow in our faith, and then obviously his little brothers, it also helped them be able to grow in their faith. So Luke gets all the credit for that. He really helped us out, and not only did we talk about it on Sundays, then it spread, and we started to realize that, you know, God is there not only on Sundays, but he's there every day. And so the Bible studies would just continue on, and we'd be studying the Bible at night after they get done with their homework. We'd sit and we'd talk about the Bible and different things. And with both Lori's and I's religion, as we've said earlier, we didn't get into the studying of the Bible as deep, and now we have, and it's opened up a whole new era for us as far as our faith.
You guys have traveled around a lot with North Carolina, following North Carolina games, Indiana, and with Notre Dame, and some of those have overlapped, obviously. And you've also seen a tremendous amount of success with the kids and their teams, getting to the NCAA tournaments and so on. What are a couple of exciting moments from a basketball standpoint on the college level or on the NBA level that you can recount?
On the college level, I think one of my favorite games, we went out to San Diego, and North Carolina played in the first Carrier Classic, where they actually played on a naval ship, and they played Michigan State. And that was just really interesting, because it was a whole different dynamic of playing a basketball game outside. And, you know, it was the first one that ever happened. And so that game itself was really an amazing game. We had a lot of fun when we did the Big Ten ACC Challenge. That was when IU played one night and North Carolina played one night. The games were 30 minutes apart, and 30 minutes apart in driving. And one started like at 7 o'clock, and one started at 9:30. And we decided we could get to both games, and so it was a lot of fun. ESPN decided to follow us and kind of take us on that journey that night. So that was a lot of fun. It was a little crazy, but we did come away with two wins that night, and that was a lot of fun.
I think there's a high school moment too in there, as I recall. I don't know if it was Luke or one of the guys hit a shot to win the state tournament at a half-court shot, something like that.
Thanks for asking that question. I love talking about it. I could talk about it all the time. It was there was only 1.8 seconds left, and it was in overtime, and they had to take the ball the full length of the court, and long story short, they were able to get the ball to Luke at half court, which originally the plan was to throw it high, him being 6'11", throw it the full length of the court. Didn't work out. He caught it at half court, took one dribble across half court, and hit nothing but net. Lori and I were sitting right underneath the basket because Luke went on to win the Trester Award. So we were down there for the Trester Award, and we were able to see it go through.
Now, now they're in the NBA. Two of your sons are in the NBA. Luke's NBA career is over. It's been interesting. I happened to be in Phoenix and was actually talking to Luke, and I think it had just happened, or maybe it was coming. Luke and Cody, or Luke and Tyler, were matched up against each other as the Cavs and the Phoenix were playing. And what do you do in situations like that where you're traveling all over the place? You've got do you get a chance to see Tyler play? Do you get a chance to see Cody still play? A lot of moving around still going on?
We are on the road quite a bit. We try to get to each city maybe once a month and see a couple games. The NBA has so many games that once we go, you know, we're able to see two or three games while we're there. But growing up, as a mom, I never wanted the boys to have to play each other. In college, they were always able to not quite match up against each other, especially like in the NCAA and the bracket and that kind of thing. But once they made it to the NBA, it was inevitable because their teams, you know, are just scheduled against each other. So last year, Cody and Tyler played each other two times in exhibition and then four in the regular season. And then this time they will also play each other four times. And this year, it really hasn't been as stressful as I thought it might be. It's more entertaining because we kind of know their tendencies. And this year, you know, they're both role players on their team. Sometimes the media wants to make it into this big sibling rivalry, but really they just want their team to do well. And but it has been entertaining watching them play against each other.
If you had one thing to say to a parent, you had like 2 minutes and one thing to say to a parent that came along about parenting, what would that be?
Spend time and make it the quality time. I think so much we worry about the quantity that we spend with our kids, and it's really the quality of time that we're able to be there. When, you know, I'd work 10, 12 hour days at the packing plant and come home, and I knew I had plans. I mean, I was excited. I was anticipating being able to get home and play with the boys
and do
some things. Yeah.
Let's close this way. Do you have a favorite verse, either one of you or both of you? Do you have a favorite verse that stands out in for your family?
The one we kind of go off is in Romans, and, you know, don't do things for men, and I'm not going to quote it perfect. It's don't do things just for men, do things for the Lord, and give it your fullest. And we've kind of preached that to the boys when they're doing something. My mother always said, if it's worth doing, it's worth doing right, and it's worth putting 100% into. And that verse just kind of rings true, and it's sitting on our refrigerator, and it's just something that we've always kind of talked about with the boys.
Steve and Lori Zeller, thanks. The book is called Raising Boys the Zeller Way, and by the way, you can go to our website at facetofaceradio.com, and you can click on there and find out more about the book. Steve and Lori, thanks for being with us, and congratulations and good luck in the future.
Thanks for having us, Tom.
All right. Steve and Lori Zeller, we will take a break and be back. You're listening to Face to Face. Welcome back to Face. Hope you enjoyed our time. We certainly did. And Luke running his ministry down there, running that basketball camp and doing a tremendous job. And, of course, all three of them are outstanding Christians, as is Steve and Lori. And they all are into their families now. And all of them are raising their own kids, talking about the boys, Luke, Tyler, and Cody. I'm not sure that Cody has any boys or has any kids yet, but the rest of the family, certainly very strong Christian family, and that's what is needed in today's world. There's no doubt about that. Well, as we go into the fall, And as we head into this, we want to let you know about our website. Our website is at facetofaceradio.com. And you can check out all the various things that we have there. We will have some various articles up there. We've got Tracy Hansen's devotional up there. And we've got various things that have to do with sports and faith. And we hope that you enjoy that. We hope that you also will kind of click down in there and see some of the previous interviews that we have. And you'll click on with them. And also, if you get a chance, pray for us. You know, there's a lot of Christian athletes out there in the sports world, and they need your prayers, and they appreciate your prayers. Just a quick note, I was watching a baseball game the other night between the Cubs and the Dodgers in the playoff, and I realized that there were 7 different players on both teams that have been involved with face-to-face and who are outstanding Christians. So that's really good to know, isn't it? Well, hey, as we leave you today, we want to take you to a verse that is found in the book of Psalms, 139, verses 23 and 24. And it says this: "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." That's what we want to leave with you today. That's about it for us. We look forward to having you back next week. We'll have another Christian athlete. Till then, this is Tom Russ saying, remember this, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, be a good sport. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Face to Face with Tom Rust. For a free copy of today's program or for more information, please write to Face to Face Ministries, P.O. Box 125, Columbus, Indiana 47202. Or call Face to Face Ministries at 812-376-3000. Or toll free at 1-800-479-0952. You can also find us on the web at face2faceradio.com. Join us again next week as Tom Rust goes face to face.